Okay, back to Rav Chaim's Shoneh Halachas. Rav Chaim writes in Siman Tav Lametes on this. The subject here is one who checked and didn't find the number of bread pieces they left down. So Aniya Chametz Bezavi Zu, one who leaves Chametz in one corner and finds it in another corner. If you already Mavatal Chametz, or you still had time to Mavatal it, meaning you're before the 6 hour, you just do Bittel and you don't need to go ahead and recheck. But if you did not Mavatal yet, and you already passed the time for nullification, you have to go back and check, because maybe it's a different piece. And the first one that it took was small, or the mouse left it in its place, and therefore one would have to check again. Now, miu, however, im yeshadayin shahos levatlo, if you still have time to mevatel it, it's nachon shivatlo, and it's good that you mevatel it, and not rely on any type of svek sveka, a double doubt to get you into a leniency. Now, okay, hiniach tet kikaros chametz umotze yud tzarech livdoch achar kolotes. If you put down 9 pieces of bread and of chametz and you found 10, so you found one more than you put down, you have to go ahead and check after all 9. And even if you're mavatla beforehand, there's no chiluk if you left the 10 tied together, and now you've left your 9 and you tied, now you put down 10 that are tied together. Or you left them down separately and you found one more additional one. Because we are afraid that these 10 are other ones. And the first ones that you put out, the mice moved. This is something else entirely that you left out there. If you put down 10 and you found 9, if they are tied together, you have to look for the 10th. Afilu bitl mekodim, even if you did bitl already. Why? We're afraid that which mashehiniach, what you put down was taken, and these are other ones. But if they're not tied together, if you're mevatel it, or there's still time to mevatel it, then you vatel, and you don't have to check. Ela achar ha'al, but you still got to look. But you still got to look for that one that's missing. You have to check after all them. If the house was checked and a mouse went into it, and you went after it, and you found the bread, if you're bittel, or there was time to mevatel it, then it should be mevatel. Ve'ein tzarech livdo kol habayis. Aval im ein shahus levato, but if there isn't time to vatel it, tzarech livdo kol habayis. You have to check the whole house. Maybe it's another kikar. Ve'im bada kol habayis v'lo matza klum, afilu lo bitl, talinan sha'akvar aklo. We pin it on the fact that maybe the mouse ate it, and you don't have to keep checking a bunch of times to find it. Hey, beis batim bedukim. If two houses are checked, and the mice goes with his loaf, and you don't know which house it went into. These are all sveikas type halachas. Im bitlu shneim achametz, if both houses did their bittel, or there's still time to do the bittel, ubo lishol bezeh achar zeh, and you ask, did it go here? And then you ask, did it go there? One after the same time. It can't be in neither. It's in one. Each one does not need to check, because each one has the suffix. Aval ein shahus levatel, if there wasn't time, but there's no time to battle, or you want to ask both of them in one shot about it, even if they both were mevatel already, they need to go ahead and recheck. And because if the bread is small, it could be that the akvar ate it already. Beis tziborin, 2 piles, one of chametz and one of matzah, or 2 houses, one that's checked and one that's not checked, and comes 2 mice. One takes a chametz and one takes a matzah. You don't know which one it went into. Then at chametz, imidol sheish adayin shos levatel, yivatel. And you don't have to go ahead and recheck. Now, if there isn't time to mevatel, you need to go back and check. And if the kikar is cut and small enough that the akbar is able to go ahead and eat it, ein tzarech lidok, dehavi svek sveka. It's a double doubt. Miu lechachila yesh levatel im yachol. But you should ideally mevatel it if you can. Taste tziborin shal matzah. If there's 9 piles of matzah and 1 of chametz, and yodua ezo shal matzah ezo chametz, and you know which one is matzah and which one is chametz, and comes the mouse v'natal b'fneinu m'makom kvias v'lo yadana im chametz natal, and I don't know if it took the chametz or if it took the matzah, or if it's separated from its permanent place, meaning we assume this gets into rove, majority, if something is removed from its makom of kvias, of its established place. For example, if there were 9 kosher stores and 1 treif, and now you find a piece of meat in the middle of the road. Amrina, we assume that anything which is kavua in its place is like 50-50, and you need to check again, even if you already mavatal the chametz. Meaning, even though it's derabanan, because the ikur bedika was established to take care of case of suffik. It's a major point. Meaning, even though we should be suffik derabanan and lenient, since the whole notion of bedikas chametz was established based on a suffik, we make you check. But if the ikur cotton, but achim kikar cotton shecholak for lachol have a svek sveka. But if the kikar cotton, small little piece of bread that the akvar could have eaten, is a svek sveka, then we could already be mekel. If you can get it doubled out. Aval im nisarvo at ziborim zebzeh, and you don't know which chametz, even if you know, but it's no longer in front of us. Or the mouse took it shalob if nenu, you go after the rove, and you assume that the matzah hichnes, it brought in matzah, ve'ein tzarech livdok, even if you didn't battle. U'mikom makom lechol hakikar, hazeh shehich this loaf that it came in, is asidil inin achila ein holchen achar rove b'chametz, because you don't go after the rove in terms of chametz.